a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Got a little follow-up to something we did on Thursday, so we better do it now, otherwise it won't be relevant anymore. You know how time passes and it's...
It is Tuesday.
Extra fast on the radio. So disposable, everything we do. Do you remember on Thursday you brought to the table a question that polarised people and got quite the reaction? RE vis-a-vis bringing salad.
Yes.
Oh, bag salad lady.
Bag salad, yes. I was going to a dinner at my friend's house. I said, I'll bring salad. The day got away from me. And then so I decided the salad that I brought was Aldi bag salad. And I took the bag along to the place and I just asked if that was okay. A lot of people said no.
Let's get one of your facts straight. The nap got away from you, not the day.
Mm.
That's why you ended up taking a bag of salad.
She slept for 7 hours after work instead of the 6.5 that she had planned.
Yes. So a lot of people were saying you have to give up your WOG card. You're no longer Macedonian. This is not right.
Well, you volunteered. You said, I'll bring the salad.
I did.
It wasn't like a division of labour thing where it's like, you get the sausages and you get the salad.
No.
You were like, hey, guys, if we're all bringing stuff, I'll do the salad.
I'll do salad.
I'll make a salad.
And the salad did me. That's what happened.
And someone said the least you could have done was taken your own bowl along.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Made it look like you tried.
Yeah. No, I didn't do that. I used one of their bowls.
So you literally stopped at Aldi on the way to their house?
Yeah.
So at least it was fresh.
It was very fresh. It was still cold. Okay. Cold.
Sure.
Yeah. I washed it.
Thanks for the effort. I turned the tap on.
I opened the little baggies with all the separate
sauces. Did you just get sort of the four leaf?
No. Lettuce, I got Caesar salad. I got two Caesar salads and three potato salads.
That's too much salad.
It's not. It was perfect.
Nah. Potato salad.
So
everyone loves the potato salad.
Weirdly, then on Sunday, we went to Serendip Sanctuary for a barbecue. I was talking about this yesterday with some friends and the kids and stuff. And Carly, I had also said, we'll bring some salad.
So you offered it up.
I had volunteered.
Okay.
Everybody brought something different, and I do feel like we under-contributed. So if anyone's listening now that was at the barbecue, I apologise. We will contribute more next time.
Sure you will.
No, we will. I feel like we brought the entertainment. We brought the chat.
Yeah, true. It is hard.
I also did a dance up on the barbecue at Serendip Sanctuary. I've been asked by the National Parks Victoria sort of guys not to do that anymore.
They asked you to do that. Bring more people in.
The Rangers have got their tranquilizer guns ready for the next time you try.
Right. It's not good for the wildlife if people are throwing coins. So we rolled up in the car park and Callie's like, oh, I've got the salad, and pulled out a salad bag. And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yes.
How's this going to play out?
Hang on.
Oh, my God.
So you hadn't even washed it?
It was pre-washed. It was one of those ones that come with the sort of the noodles in them or whatever.
Yeah.
Not the soft noodles, the crunchy,
noodles.
And there's like a dressing.
Yeah.
They come in a separate bag.
Yeah, they come in a separate bag so you can wash the leaves before it.
Yeah, well, it's not leaves, mate. It's like all cabbage and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not get bogged down on the washing.
All right. I'm just saying.
I know it's what you're clinging to, right?
Did you bring a bowl?
Well. See, I'm not involved with this, right?
So, it's Carly's fault now.
No, nothing's anybody's fault. I'm just saying this is not. So she didn't hear the bit that we did on it. So it's not like she was pre-warned. But so I got out of the car to get the girls out of the car and walked around to Carly's side of the car. And what is she doing? She's sitting in the front seat tossing a salad, which we had talked about, right?
Yeah.
In a bowl that she has brought with tongs that she has brought to the place because she is a responsible salad provider.
Hang on. What did you say to me when I said that I brought Aldi bag salad over to my friend's house? What did you say to me?
You could have at least brought a bowl.
But it was okay other than that.
Did you get cherry tomatoes? Maybe I asked that. I don't know. What did I say?
I don't remember. Damn.
I think you should have got a bowl. I said you should have brought a bowl and some tongs or something, which is exactly what we did.
Yeah.
So just so you know.
Oh, you got a photo of it.
I've got a photo of it.
One big question left to be asked. Did you act like you made it?
No, we knew like, but do you know what we did do? We went to Woolies instead of Aldi, so we didn't cheap out. Therefore, we are still good people and you are still a bad person.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I think I need to stop doing something.
Mm.
Or maybe I don't. This is what I want to know.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it appropriate? Have we moved into a time when it's not appropriate? Put it that way.
Okay.
Why am I immediately erring on the side of stop doing it?
Well, see, this is slightly where I'm leaning as well, but I don't know if I can stop because it's very instinctive. It's a thing that I do, and it's kind of like talking with your hands, which I do a lot of as well as I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
tell us what it is.
Saturday night, Barwon Club, catching up with crew, talking to people. Couple of people I didn't know, people had won tickets to the Super Jesus show or whatever, came over and introduced themselves.
I love that.
Wonderful, right? Also, Thursday night at Blackman's Brewery, doing our Pika Brew, little party that we had. Again, meeting some listeners that we knew, some that I'd never met before.
Yeah.
And so this whole time I'm talking to them, and when I have conversations with them, I do talk with my hands and I gesture, and sometimes I go the tap. Sometimes I go, oh mate, and tap them on the arm, or like this. It's sort of, it's always from shoulder to elbow.
Okay.
Yep.
Sort of that tuck shop lady bit.
Don't say that.
Yes.
Isn't that a technical? That's a medical term, isn't it?
Sure, it's not. Yep. Okay.
So you're talking about almost a little tap to like urge them into the conversation more, like a little bit. Oh, that one.
Yeah. Oh, good
when
on
you.
Yeah.
Make it funny.
Yeah. Or yeah. No,
is
not when I
like,
make it funny.
What do you think about that? It's one of those.
No. Oh, maybe. I don't know. I can't think. I can't remember what I'm talking about. I just know mid-conversation, I'm like, good on you, whatever. Like, give them a little tap on the arm.
But there's contact. There's body contact.
Is with there strangers. A squeeze attached?
No. It's never anything more than just a little tap.
Okay.
Like a little, it's like a tap of encouragement or something, you know? Like, good on you for sticking out a conversation with me for this long.
Yeah.
And so, they need that.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe I should keep doing it then. So there's about, but after I do it, the conversation ends and they move on. And then I sit there and I think, oh, God, I've bloody tapped someone again. I've gone the tap. Should I stop doing the tap?
Yeah.
Do I
it's
need to?
It's hard for me because I think I am big on the grab the arm too.
You grab.
Sometimes I'm just like, oh,
you sort of grab and hold and say, don't run away from this conversation. No. Please don't leave me.
No, I don't. But sometimes, you know, if I'm feeling like we've got the vibe of it, I don't know. Yeah. Is that, I don't know. I'm a tactile person.
All right. Is there a way I can test the waters? Can I like tap my toe on their shoe? Is that less offensive?
No, don't
just
do
be
that.
Weird.
You were doing it a lot at our Peekaboo last Thursday.
It was,
at Blackman's.
Yeah.
We had a whole crew there, and for some reason, I don't know. Is it your nerves? Is it you just trying to get everyone involved?
It's a subconscious thing. It really is. Now we've got Stewie from Warralilly on the line. Morning, Stewie.
G'day, matey. How you doing?
We're good, thanks. Now, just quickly, when we caught up, you were at Peekaboo at Blackman's on Thursday night. Did I touch your arm at all? Did I tap you at all?
No, I don't think you did, Tommy. I don't think you were off in your sort of socialising world.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't think you were over touchy-feely.
Mm, okay. What you were saying, Stewie, is that he's in the corner saying, everyone, get away, I'm drinking this beer.
Mm. Yeah, well, I didn't want to be that hard on him.
Yeah.
I did also, when I shook your hand with my other hand, stroke your cheek, which was sort of something I knew I'm trying to. Isn't that right, Stu? How'd you feel about that one?
Yeah, that's acceptable amongst friends.
Yeah, made you feel nice and special. All right, I think the tap's all right. I'm going to keep doing it until such time as I get screamed at not to.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I'm keen to talk some reptiles, some adventures, and also we are coming into the warmer months, so there's a lot of snakes about. There's a lot of things that we can do to protect ourselves and our loved ones. We've got Jack Gatto in the house, snake catcher, Elvis impersonator, just all-round good guy. Good to see you, Jack.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me again.
Mate, we weren't sure which way you'd go, whether you'd come in sort of wildlife warrior khaki style or the Lycra Elvis, and you've gone the wildlife warrior, which probably breathes better.
Yeah, I was going to do a mix, but I thought today's topic, the khakis might serve better.
Yeah. That's very good. You are a very busy man and a lot earlier this year as well, so we're going to chat about snakes and that a little bit later on. Mm. But have you just arrived back here, or have you? Because you've been travelling up north a lot as well.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I got back about August 20th, so I haven't been back for too long. But most of the time has been spent resting up in bed and healing up and catching snakes as well in the midst of that. So yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you've had an interesting time of it of late. We might get you to break it down for us, take us through it, because we're glad to have you here. We feel like we're lucky that you're still around, mate. Jack Gatto joining us in the studio.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Jack Gatto joining us in the studio. He's not only Geelong's most accomplished Elvis impersonator, he's a man with no fear. No fear, some fear.
Well, there's always fear, mate. I'd be insane.
Once bitten, twice shy does not apply to you. Thrice bitten is more appropriate for your last sort of little while. Tell us about this sort of series of bites that you had.
Yeah, so I went up north working at Karana Crocodile Farm. And in the alligator pen, we're cleaning it out, and we both identified a snake incorrectly. I am a snake catcher as well, but both identified a snake incorrectly.
Thought, as in, you and the crocodile identified it incorrectly?
Yeah, I said to the alligator, I said, hey, mate, what do you reckon that is? And he said, I think it's a little brown tree snake. I don't get that close to whisper in their ears, unfortunately.
No. Okay, good.
But so I went down, picked this snake up, one of the staff members there as well, had no thought about it, put it on the tree, got it out of the alligator pen and away from the public, which were on the outside of the alligator pen, obviously. So anyway, got nailed by him, unbeknownst to me. Went back to the accommodation I was staying in and had a red back in my shorts and got tagged on the leg.
Oh, and the time frame between those two bites?
That was the same day.
Yeah, right.
So a full on real life Russell Coit.
So all these people overseas who think that us Aussies are like, there's red backs there and there's snakes, there's crocs walking down the main street. That's actually what's happening to you. You got a snake bite and a red back bite on the same day.
That's right, and it's a day in the life for me at the moment. And also, I got nailed by a little croc. We get done by little hatchlings. Basically, every day, just put our hands in when we're handling and catching the little hatchlings. So it was three animals, mate. Got the trifecta: a venomous snake, a spider, and an saltwater crocodile.
Goodness me.
Right. What were you going to say, Lee?
And you got pretty crook from it.
Yeah. So the next day after I got bit, we caught a 3.4 meter croc. Relocated this female croc at the park, and I had some heart palpitations, and then went back to work the day after that. So it felt pretty average, but thought I was a bit dehydrated. Got crook again that day, and one of the staff members at Karana was fantastic, and they said, mate, you don't look too good. Are you feeling all right? And I was trying to tough it out, and we're dealing with 1.8 metre crocodiles at this stage, and didn't want to make a mistake. So he goes, let's call an ambo. So they called an ambo straight into Yeppoon Hospital and found out I'd been done by both.
How did you not know? Like, I'm always looking down at my leg, and I'm like, did a spider bite me? I think a spider bit me. Is that a spider bite? And it's like a mosquito bite, maybe. How the hell did you not know?
Oh, look, I think it's a mix of adrenaline and everything. So when you're working with crocodiles or alligators or even venomous snakes, anyone that's worked with them, your adrenaline can get you through a lot. And playing footy, Lingy, you know, pain can get you through, like adrenaline can get you through a lot of pain.
Yeah.
So when I noticed the red back, I felt the pain, the initial pain. I flicked it off my leg, not thinking anything, and then saw the two puncture marks, and it bruised a whole heap, and I had heart palpitations.
I'll be right. Keep on going.
Soldier on. Well, as I said earlier, we're glad to have you back home. I bet you're glad to be back home as well.
Oh, mate, it's awesome. It's a bit colder down here, though.
Yeah.
So I actually gave incorrect information then, I believe, to my mate who actually found a red back in her house the other day. Mm-hmm. And I said, she's like, oh, there's a red back in my house. I'm like, oh, I think they've probably just got a bad rap. I don't know. But redbacks, they're bad.
I advise all your listeners and you, do not get bitten by a redback spider. Mm. Yeah. It's not a fun time, mate. Do anything else but.
And if you do, straight to hospital.
Straight to hospital, don't muck around. You know, look, with our health system, they're great, you know, yeah. So you can go in and don't take the risk. You can go into anaphylactic shock with venom. So it's not just about the actual feeling. If you go into anaphylactic shock, mate, they need to act fast, yeah. Like, to save your life, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, well, it does seem to be spider season at the moment at my place, yeah. Anyway. And Lara, there's just, like, little ones everywhere, mm. And they're getting in the house, mm. And that type of thing. So I'm trying to, like, keep them out and sort of take care of my yard, yep. So that they don't have too much sort of breeding ground. But it's also going into snake season. Haven't seen one at my place yet, mm. But we might get you to take us through snake season, some stuff that we can and can't do to sort of guard ourselves, protect ourselves, our pets, that kind of thing, after this. Jack Gatto joining us in the studio on K-Rock 955.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Jack Gatto joins us in the studio. You may have seen him on stage. You may have seen him in your front yard grabbing a snake and relocating it. So you're a multi-skilled man. And we are talking about snakes today and other creepy crawlies. Obviously, you know your spiders, you know your crocodiles, that kind of thing. So on the weekend, my wife's friend who lives around the corner from us, mm-hmm. Messaged my wife and said, can I borrow your husband? Because she's a single lady, got daughters, and she had a massive spider.
Oh, yeah.
Like a really big huntsman.
Yep.
And it was in her window, but it was trapped between the fly screen and the window.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I'm not dealing with it. Mm-hmm. And can you come around and get it? So I grabbed a beer and I headed around.
bit of Dutch courage.
Yeah. Yeah. And she gave me a broom and a little Tupperware thing, mm. And I managed to remove the spider from the situation.
Yeah.
So when you're doing sort of snake relocations and stuff, I feel like we've got sort of a little bit of a bond now.
Mm. No.
Does the... Does the person pay you or the snake? Because I'm still waiting for payment.
Ah, well, yes.
Yeah, look, I don't reckon you'd do well sending an invoice to a spider or a snake. Okay. Yeah, most of the time the snakes aren't too happy with us relocating it.
Right. Okay. That's fair. Okay. So, well, I mean, we are two birds of a feather, obviously, wildlife warriors
and
whatnot.
No. Yeah.
But Tom screamed when he...
No, I didn't.
Oh, that huntsman's attacking those flies.
Yeah. Do you reckon, you know me, do you reckon I rolled in there like, or like hero here to save the day?
Yeah, I reckon you were a hero, but I reckon when once you got the broom and started getting it down, it started moving, you...
No, as soon as I got around the corner back towards my house, that's when I just had a little breakdown, a little menti bee, and then went back in the house and I was fine. But look, you do know the actual legit info about what we can and can't do around these sorts of creatures, so we'll get you to take us through it. Tom, Lingy, Loggy, joined by Jack Gatto.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Joined in the studio by Jack Gatto, snake catcher extraordinaire, croc wrangler, and a man who knows all about creepy crawlies.
Mm. Now, a lot of the creepy crawlies out a little bit early this year. Heard news reports last week that a couple of dogs got bitten down on 13th Beach in the dunes there. I take my dog Wombi for a walk all the time. A lot of the time he's off lead, having a good time. Yep. What do we actually do if we see a snake?
Yeah, so if you see a snake in the wild, like out bush or on a bushwalk, and you see a snake on the path, just give it a wide berth. If you're really close to it, stay still. Snakes are very reactive off movement. So if you're carrying on stomping around and scaring the snake, it's like, it's equivalent to this. Imagine you're in your lounge room and a 5 metre saltwater crocodile just happens to stroll in. Mm. You're going to freak out and run or do everything you can to get that crocodile away.
Yeah.
So that's what a snake's doing to get us away. It just wants us away from it.
Yeah.
So if you see one in the wild and you're out in a bushwalk, just stay still. Take a few slow steps back if you feel like you're a safe distance enough, which is about 3 or 4 metres, mm-hmm. and then go the other way. You can always walk the dog another day, you know what I mean? Let that snake kind of have its wide berth. If at home, we've got plenty of snake catchers around Geelong. There's a Lapid snake catcher. There's a Geelong snake catcher. There's myself, Ballerine Surf Coast snake catching. Give us a call, mate, and we'll come around and collect that snake for a fee as well. So
just on that, if you see one at your home and it stays visible, mm-hmm. and you can make the call, get you there, fantastic. You can get rid of it. Chances are, though, that snake's going to disappear perhaps to somewhere still inside your property.
Yep.
What are people doing then? Do you search through and find the snake?
Absolutely. So myself, I can only speak for myself as well, and I know the other guys do as well, is what you do is lock your dogs and your kids inside if you know the snake's outside, or lock them away from the animal. Try and keep an eye on the snake from a safe distance, and I do say from a safe distance. But yeah, call us and we'll come and search your property. So if there's long grass, some tips, if there's any long grass or any debris hanging around in the spring and summer, just give your grass a bit of a mow, keep it short, get all the debris off the ground. Water bowls, keep your water bowls elevated or take them inside if you can, because they'll come in for fresh water.
Sure.
Yeah, which is a lot of the time why we get caught in the backyards.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all you got to do, mate, and just stay safe. Don't freak out, because remember, the snake's not trying to kill us. It's not trying to hurt us.
Yeah. It's just trying to do
its
thing.
It's living its life.
So growing up, we're always told, you know, if you're walking somewhere, like say you're out bush or whatever, you're walking, you think there might be snakes around, you should stomp so that they can hear you coming and they'll scurry off or whatever. Is that true?
Yeah, so vibration, that's what snakes really, really go off. And a little bit, they've got sort of poor eyesight, so they go a lot of vibration. So what you do is you can walk loudly, but then again, that's going to get pretty tiring. What I say is don't live your life based around snakes, but always be prepared that you might see one if you're walking out in warmer weather, and be prepared on how to react. It's simple as Google how to react. Google or YouTube, people come into contact with snakes. There's a lot of information and there's a lot of education online around snakes now. So you can Google it, you can ring a snake catcher and they'll give you advice on what to do as well. So it's not, we won't charge for that.
Yeah.
Just give us a call and say, hey mate, what do I do in this situation? Always be prepared for first aid as well. So look up your first aid on like health.vic, the government website, or St. John's Ambulance, snake bite first aid. Keep a bandage on you just in case. Mm-hmm. And it's as simple as that. Just don't freak out.
Yeah.
They're not, like I said, they're not out to kill us. They're not out to hurt us. They don't want to eat us. They're just existing like we are.
Yeah. Sure. I think that's a really great message too, because just off air, we were chatting about the fact that back in the day, we were told wrap a tourniquet around it, you know, make sure it's really tight. But now things kind of change as the years go on. And now it's keep a bandage on you, wrap up where the snake's bitten you, and just stay still, as still as possible, which is a really great message. What happens if they do bite our dog or cat?
So it's, again, trying to tell where the snake's bitten the dog can sometimes be really hard with a lot of fur. If you suspect that your dog has come into contact with a snake, whether or not you've seen it get bitten or not, take it to a vet immediately.
Sure.
So if your dog's been in the backyard with a snake, mate, it might just be the vet consult fee and a blood test that you have to pay for, and that saved your dog's life.
Yeah.
Worst comes to it, they put some antivenin in it and you've got your dog. Time is everything. So if you think for 1 second, it's not like you can, like, you bandage up because it flows through the lymphatic system, but you don't know where exactly that's going to happen. So straight to the vet, jump in the car, get it straight to the vet, and you'll be hopefully good as gold.
So many questions. Just quickly, how important is it to see the snake? Like, if, because, you know, you get a bite and it disappears, all of a sudden you can't tell
is
a medical professional
what
it looks like. Is that a big deal, or is there a general sort of anti-venom that will hopefully help most cases?
Yeah, well, we're lucky enough in 2023 that we have a polyvalent anti-venom. So there's no reason that you should have to touch that snake or interfere with that snake if you've been bitten.
Great.
They can do a test at the hospital, or they can just put in a polyvalent anti-venom, which covers basically all species around.
Can I have one more? Because I know we've got to get to news. Yep. But the Barwon River, a lot of people walk, run, ride around there this time of the year. Yep. Is there a certain time of the day we just should avoid on a warm day being there, or is it just always be a little bit wary that there could be snakes heading on that path?
Yeah, look, just always be wary at all times. Some snakes are diurnal, which means they're active, more active during the day. Some are nocturnal. Around us, most of our snakes are diurnal, but they're generally both in the warmer weather. So there's no real time of day that I'd say be extra careful, but just always be, we call it croc-wise up north, but be snake-wise down here. You know, stay snake safe. Chuck a compression bandage in if you're going for a walk in your backpack just in case. But like I said, don't live your life around snakes. Don't freak out about them. Do a little bit of research. Get a little bit of education in regards to the species. Anyone will be able to, happy to have a chat with you if they love their reptiles. And it should sort of debunk the myths of how aggressive in sort of bunny quotation finger signs. Yeah. They're actually really defensive. None of them are aggressive.
They're a great species to research up on anyway. So, you know, check them out.
Yeah. All right, Jack, thank you so much for joining us. Jack Gatto. Now, where do we find you, particularly if there is a snake that we need you to come and rescue us from?
Yeah, mate, just Google Ballerine and Surf Coast Snake Catching online or on Facebook. There's a call now button. Give us a call and we'll be there very, very quickly.
Amazing. Stay safe out there, mate. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.